Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you heard about a B2B e-commerce company that aims to connect and upgrade the technological interaction of business and consumers? Unbelievable, right? But with Obanana Corp, everything can turn from impossible to possible. With their quick and reliable online marketplace business solutions for better customer satisfaction and bringing premium products and business partnerships. My favorite feature for easy browsing is their Market Hub section with construction, electronics, logistics, shipyard services, real estate, travel and tours, food and beverage, apparel, agriculture, and general services. I'm sure that this all-in-one seamless platform is something where you couldn't ask for more. Be updated and visit their social media accounts, OBananaPH for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. Discover more and be more with Obanana Corp.
Hello?
Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Just like what Steve Jobs said, no, you cannot connect the dots looking forwards. You can only connect it looking backwards. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I learned a lot. I learned when is the best time to scale, when is the best time to hire people so that you don't do premature scaling. What are the things that you need to focus on? If it's not something that contributes to growth, then it's not a priority. So those are the things that we learned. Me, I came from a very highly technical background. I didn't know anything about business. But what we learned from my flip trip to TripCada days is like it gave me the masterclass of how to be a tech startup founder.
And good evening, good morning, good afternoon to wherever you're watching from all over the world. And welcome back to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In the RJ Ledesma Podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about their businesses, what are their success secrets, and can we hack those same success secrets? How have they innovated their businesses during this pandemic? And more importantly, what opportunities do they see emerging in the new normal and in the next normal? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please do let me know. I would love to learn from them. Drop me a message. And right now, we are also live on Kumu, CBRC-TV, Global Pinas TV, and now the Bounce Back Network. Tonight, very excited again for my next guest, who I happen to meet in the midst of this pandemic. And of course, I met him virtually because at that time, you know, right after the pandemic, all our heads were spinning. We were trying to adjust our business model, see how we could, you know, turn crisis into opportunity during those times. And I came across his business and I've seen how much they have grown exponentially during this new normal. What he often reminds me of, now my next guess is what Albert Einstein once said, that in every crisis lies great opportunity. And this is exactly what he did with his business. My next guest is Raj Falsis, who is Go-Rated Innovations Chief Executive Officer and Chief Technology Officer. And Raj's company created their online store platform called Chat Genie. And I'm sure many of you, although you may not have been aware of it, you've already been using Chat Genie on Facebook Messenger. Chat Genie can be installed on Messenger, Instagram, Viber, Gcash, TikTok, and other super apps. Now, let's get to learn more about Raj Falsis and the exciting developments that have happened for Chat Genie and the Go Rated Innovation Lab. So with that, please welcome my good friend over here, my friend from the pandemic, all friends from the pandemic. Please welcome Mr. Raj Falsis. Raj, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, RJ.
Bro, thanks so much for joining us over here. Do you remember that's how we met actually, but at that time, I was going, how do we fix up Mercado Central? How do we fix up the business model? And we came across, we were introduced by another fellow entrepreneur and startup founder, which is Abby Victorino, right? Of Grocery Genie, diba?
Yeah, actually, I met a lot of people during the pandemic simply because, you know, it doesn't necessarily that they need from me, but I also need their help. So, you know, like you, you know, I met you during the pandemic and yeah, we can, you know, virtually help each other, right, moving forward.
Exactly. And then what I want people to realize is that this is the great thing about the local tech startup community and tech startup scene. The idea that basically you just need to get into it and get to meet the people. And then it's a very supportive environment. I learned so much about how to pivot my own business model from Mercato and re-change our perspective of how we see business. Because originally, I could have seen myself merely as a food market, right? But because of my exposure to this tech startup community, you know, I re-envisioned it to rather become a food incubator startup using the same, I guess, methodology that startup communities use. Now, having said that, Raj, a lot of great news, first of all, coming out of ChatGenie, and we will explain what ChatGenie does in a bit, no? But what's the big news about ChatGenie? First time here in the show that you'll be announcing it.
We just closed our PC round. It's oversubscribed. What? It's, you know, just a little oversubscription. So yeah, we closed it when we started, you know, pitching to investors, I think early August. And we're excited on how we can utilize the funds to further grow the business.
Yeah, but there are always first timers listening to our show and they're going, well, investment, VC. Can you explain again, basically, what is a venture capitalist and what do they do? What do they look at?
Actually, on our pre-seed round, usually we got funds from angel investors, not yet VC. So VC is on a later stage, you know, stage of fundraising. Usually these entities or these firms are investing, you know, to early stage companies like us, and they get returns maybe down the line, maybe once you get acquired or maybe once you, you know, got IPO'd, they'll get their returns. But on our case, on our pre-seed round, actually, this is also what I want to share in the show is that half of the investors that we got are startup founders.
Wow, that's really great news. So startups supporting startups, it's like the early days. It's like the early days of the tech startup community in Silicon Valley where people like PayPal, they would kind of, all the investors, all the founders would just keep on investing within the tech startup community.
Yeah, that's something that I want to normalize. I did post, you know, something about it, that we should normalize this, you know, activity that, you know, startup founders will invest on other startup founders. It's happening in Silicon Valley already. It's not only startup founders that invest on, you know, startups. There's also, you know, senior people in Facebook investing on, you know, new startups, that's which right. eventually, you know, help the ecosystem grow further. And I'm happy that it's happening here already. Even me, if let's say we raise a decent round next time and then I maybe accumulate my decent salary, I'm going to also give back, no, investing on
give back to the community, no? Is it still confidential? How much did you get in this venture capital round?
It's just small. We just raised $210,000. In pesos, it's more than 10 million pesos.
Well, not so bad. Of course, congratulations, Raj. I mean, for the effort that you put, and if you think about it, it's you were bootstrapping. And what we mean by bootstrapping to those listening to us for the first time, bootstrapping means that you're using basically your own money to fund the business. At syempre, hindi ka ganun kahaba yung PC natin if you use our own money to start the business,
actually,
right?
Actually, we've been bootstrapping our business since 2013. And the thing with bootstrapping, kasi you can only grow so much depending on how much time you can render outside your you know, money making activities, right? But enable for you to, let's say, you know, grow 10x, you have to focus on doing your startup. And enable for you to focus on doing your startup, you need to have another source of capital, which is what we pursued.
Got that. So it's good that they were able to finally come in and look at ChatGenie. Both founders are looking at it. You also found some other people looking at it. Can I just ask, no, especially for people who are first timers in the startup community or they're also looking to raise capital, what were these venture capitalist investors looking for? And And to add to that one, you also said you had angel investors at the start. So what were angel investors looking for when you put up the company? And what were the venture capitalists looking for? Was it something completely opposite or almost the same as what the angel investors were looking for? Let's begin with the angel investors who looked at the company at the start. What were they looking for when they invested in ChatGenie?
Angel investors, these are high net worth individuals. So maybe they're just investing because they got a good amount from their retirement, right? Maybe they just exited from a business and they got large sums of money, and they want to invest on businesses that they personally believe in. So for example, I believe on helping farmers, right? And for example, if I have this savings and I want to support a business, maybe I can invest it on a startup company that helps farmers, right? I'm not looking at large returns in the next few years, but I'm just looking at helping this startup because I see value that they provide in the ecosystem. So those are the usual motivation on why angel investors invest. That's very different compared to VCs, no? VCs naman, the fact that they're investing other people's money, they're looking at returns. They're looking at maybe 10x return. For example, they invested 1 million in a startup company. It will earn 10x of that amount, maybe 10 million after acquisition or maybe IPO. So the motivation is very different. On the angel side, they're just investing it passionately, right? If they're not looking for returns. But for the VC, of course, their metric is to grow the money that they're managing. They have this very different motivation and objectives why they're investing in a startup company.
And why do you think they invested in you, the venture capitalists? After they invested, what did they see in you guys that they said, okay, I'm willing to take my chances to invest in ChatGenie?
I haven't asked them that, but I think what we sold is this story that we are going to help businesses, and partly on helping the businesses, our business can also grow because that's our business model. So we collect a convenience fee, 10 pesos per transaction, and then once that business grows, of course our collectibles will also grow. So with that, the angel investors that invested on us see that, this company provides, value to the local economy, right? Might as well just help them. And maybe if the economy grows, our businesses will also grow. Because these entities that invested on us, especially the startup founders, they also have businesses that are within the industry where we operate in. So we have a startup founder that operates a disbursement platform. It's a fintech company. We also have a startup founder that also operates an online payments company. So they see that, if we manage to grow this ecosystem, then they will also grow. So it's a strategic in a way.
It's a strategic investment because, of course, the halo effects or the network effects from investing Correct. Their own business at the same time. Really great. So you found really great strategic investors coming in. I'm very happy for you when it comes over there. Now, having said all that one, ChatGenie, and I often say on the show is that, I have to, when I usually bring in tech startup companies, it takes time for I guess, the baby boomer generation or, I am Tito and Tita of Manila generation already, but I have to explain sometimes to people in my generation and mas lalo na to like my dad who's like 77 years old. What are these businesses and what are they doing? And he's also an entrepreneur, but then they can't seem to fathom what you guys do. If I was to explain again to my dad who's 77, what is ChatGenie? What does it do?
Well, yeah, in a nutshell, we provide the Lazada and Foodpanda experience within our support and sales channels. So for example, if you happen to use Messenger, usually you use it on chatting with your friends, right? Families. But with ChatGenie, what we do is we install online stores on the business's Facebook Messenger account so that you, as the end user, if you go to the Messenger account of that business, you can order right away, the same way as how you order on Foodpanda or Lazada. So diba, on Lazada, you just click the products that you want to order, boom, 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 add to cart, and then check out. Imagine we did that experience. We also applied that experience within Messenger, Instagram, Viber, and GCash.
Oh, amazing. And what's this? Let's say I'm going to go to all the different things. There's so many thoughts swimming in my head as we discuss this with you. No, the next one is that how did you, that's how you'd explain it probably to somebody who didn't understand. But how do you explain it when you made a pitch for it? What is your investment pitch, or your what we call the elevator pitch for this one to your investors?
So the way how we pitch it, of course, we started by, you know, emphasizing on the problem. So as you guys, you know, with this pandemic, due to the lockdown policies, you cannot accept walk-in customers, right? And enable for you to accept orders online, you have to work with food delivery apps, but food delivery apps charge them as high as 30% in commission fees.
That's
so
there's right,
a problem.
That's right.
And then what we provide is a solution that doesn't have those high commission fees. And then from there, we focus on, you know, why this is the right time to invest in this product, why this is the right time to invest on ChatGenie. We emphasize on, you know, this trend that happened in China that's starting to creep in here in the Philippines. As you know, I don't know if you know already, but GCash released, you know, a mini program this year. And we happen to have that already since last year. So, you know, we crafted this story that, hey, this trend is already happening here, right? And we are doing this already last year. We are in the best position so that with this trend, let's say, for example, dominate the Philippine market, we are in the best position to dominate and get a large portion of the market.
So basically, your business is basically, just to explain it much better, let's say maybe to small business owners. If you've got a small business owner and right now the basic pain point is that you get an order, right, on Facebook, and you've got to personally communicate with the person back and forth. Yes, is the order okay? What do you want to order? Or and then when you want to pay, you got to call or you got to set a deposit slip and all these different things. You kind of eliminated all that, right, with ChatGenie. Is that right?
Correct. So if you're going to do it manually, it's very taxing, right? Especially if you're selling food, right, hot meals. Imagine if you're going to receive a lot of orders 1 hour after lunchtime, no? So you cannot do it at the same time. You have to cook, right? You have to prepare, you have to pack, you have to book a rider. With ChatGenie, we eliminated all of those. It's like you're just, you know, confirming orders, confirm, pack, wait for the rider, that's it. So we eliminated all of those. But the good thing about ChatGenie is that we not only automate it, but we also increase the reach of your store. So that you're just selling on your Facebook page. Now you can also sell on Instagram, Viber, and GCash, right? So GCash kasi conventional, like, look on it, it's a mobile wallet, right? But GCash is starting to be a super app of its own. So it's not only you can use it to send money to your friends, you can also use it to, you know, apply for loans. But now you can also order within GCash. Yeah. So it's a growing platform. And if you are looking at tapping over 46 million registered users, yeah, that's a platform that you have to explore seriously.
Wow. And then you were saying earlier on, and this is really what caught my attention. When we look at the business model for you guys, it means that, let's say, for example, I am a small business owner and I want to avail of the services of, let's say, for example, a ChatGenie. How does it work? It's not subscription model. You don't have to pay every month, and it's not a big commission like usually the other delivery aggregators. They get up to 30% commission on, let's say, for example, on an order of 100 pesos, they get 30 pesos. But yours is actually a flat fee per transaction. Tell us a bit more about that one. How you came up with that business model?
So actually, the business started 2 weeks before the pandemic. At that time, businesses are shutting down. How can we offer our solution at the same time? It will break their bank. So we think of a business model wherein we'll only get paid if our merchants generated the business. So from there, we designed what we call convenience fee. So we only get, you know, 10 pesos, which is by default shouldered by the customer, not the business, right? Because one of our objective at that time is to help the business recover, right? Help the business survive. So we only get our convenience fee if they receive an order within our solution. So actually, right now, good thing you asked that, we have MSME Booster Program. So if you sign up on our booster program, we can give you free access to tools that we have and tools of our partners as well. So we have a paid version of ChatGenie wherein it allows you to sell outside Messenger, Instagram, Viber, GCash. But with the MSME Booster Program, we're going to offer it to businesses, MSMEs, for free.
Wow. And actually, we also, let me just share the link to that one over here. That's the chatgenie.ph/accelerator. Is that the one?
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. So if you go to...
There we go, chatgenie.ph/accelerator. Yeah. So if you're a micro, small, or medium enterprise who wants to be able to try out all the different tools that you can use with ChatGenie, this is where you visit, right?
Yeah. Actually, apart from the free ChatGenie Pro subscription that allows to sell on Instagram, Viber, and GCash, we're also working with platform partners such as PayMongo, NextPay, even PLDT Enterprise. So imagine if you sign up on our accelerator, PLDT Enterprise offers, you know, business grade Fiverr for 90 days in just 90 pesos. And then no cancellation fee. And then with PayMongo, they're offering free 2 months free processing fee. So you're not going to pay for any processing fee. And also NextPay will allow you to use their platform with no disbursement fee. So this is actually a bundle that we compile together. Hey, if you're an MSMB, we really want to help you. So these are the tools that you can use for free.
Great. And I've had both Francis Plaza of PayMongo and that's Dan Pansacola. That's right. Of
Next yeah, yeah.
Both, Don both Pansacola, here on the show correct. As well. So it's just a great timing that we have you here as well, Raj, on the show. Now, having said all those things, very interesting. So again, if you're a small business and you want to sign up, you can visit right other pages, which is chatgenie.ph, right? Chatgenie.ph if you're a small
correct,
vendor. Can we flash that over here? That's chatgenie.ph. So they visit that page and then they can start applying over there if they want ChatGenie. And how easy is it for them to actually start off with ChatGenie?
It's super easy. Like nowadays, if you're going to start a business, you don't build your website, you build your Facebook page first, right?
Yep.
So that's only the requirement that we need from the business. So go on to chatgenie.ph, sign up with your Facebook account, make sure that the Facebook account is admin of your Facebook page. And then from there, we onboard you on the process. We ask you to upload the category, upload the product, and also turn on the online payment options that you want to offer to your customers. Also activate the shipping options. And then from there, just launch it. And as you can do it in as fast as 5 minutes. So that's how easy it is.
Wow. And having said that, no, I'm seeing that the ease of the application. What I wanted to ask you now was that, you know, because I mean, as a smaller player, no, like you said, GCash thought of something that you were doing already. What are you doing to protect, I guess, your quote unquote first mover advantage? Because there are larger players coming in, people who you have to admit there are other people with larger, deeper pockets who just look at your app and say, oh, I can do that. And I can just do whatever they're doing.
Correct. Actually, we have this philosophy that we don't need to compete with everyone, right? So we see that in our space, there are a lot of what we call web store builders. So, you know, the leading player in that space is Shopify, right? And there's also local players that are popping left and right. So the way how we position ourselves is, hey, if you want to build your own website, you can find that with Shopify or other players. But if you want to, let's say, open your store within Messenger, Instagram, and others, even TikTok, right, in the future, you just need to go to us. But we can coexist with all of your providers. So with that, since that we started with that philosophy, the good thing about that is that I'm in this space since 2019 already. So I have a lot of like knowledge on how to position ourselves in the market in a way that, you know, if there are strong players in the web builder space, it's something that we can still grow and thrive.
And how do you plan to maintain sustain your advantage over the other groups that might want to come in as well?
Well, we have to develop a lot of features and make the platform very valuable to merchants. So we want to provide a straight value to merchants rather than, you know, partners or, for example, since that we just got invested, we have to prioritize revenue versus, you know, merchant stickiness or merchant engagement, right? We still need to provide value directly to our merchants because we believe that if our merchants will grow, you know, if you charge them maybe 1,000, 5,000, they can pay it because, you know, they feel that there's a value. But if we focus on charging them now, it will be hard because they don't see value yet, right?
That's right. Rat, I have a question. Do you think it's possible? If we can share the screen here right now, can you run us through actually a Chat Genie, let's say going online to a Chat Genie? I'm sure you've done this presentation many, many times, but can you give us a sample so we can see?
Let me open
and
a slide.
And as he pulls it up again, for all those watching here right now and you're interested to find out how to use Chat Genie, again, you can go visit chatgenie.ph. Can we just flash that one more time if you want to apply? That's chatgenie.ph, and it just takes you about 5 minutes to apply here. And if you are an MSME, a micro, small, and medium enterprise, and you want to easily get a lot of tools of the trade to improve your business, again, you can visit chatgenie.ph/accelerator.
Sharing my screen now.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, so let's take a look right now. So for those watching here right now, they get a better appreciation. I mean, it's so easy to talk about, but maybe over here, let's show them on Facebook Messenger how this actually works.
So this, I already mentioned about this, the problem that we're trying to solve.
Yeah, there we go.
And so once the solution is installed on the Facebook page of the brand, this is what they will see. You know? They will see the cover photo and greeting message. And then once they tap the get started, they'll see the welcome message and then call to action. And then from there, once they tap shop now, they can see the catalog. So earlier I mentioned about it's like Lazada Foodpanda experience, right? It's really like that. So here you can see the listing. You can tap on entry and then you can see a larger photo of the product. And then you can see the description. You can select quantities and then the price. You can add to cart. You can also add to cart using this quick add to cart widget. And then on the cart,
who inputs all the menu over there? Is that you guys or is it the MSME, the business that inputs all this data?
The businesses. So we want them to have a full control of their store. So whatever they sell, they can upload it right away. We know that the experience working with food delivery apps, the established ones, you have to submit your listing to the food delivery app and then the food delivery app.
Exactly. They take care of uploading it for you. Yeah.
Yeah. For this one, we want you to own the process so that somehow, even though you're small, it somehow professionalize your operations, right? It will encourage you to, you know, create, you know, better product images, right? Because you're the one who uploads the product.
Are you currently in the process of building your own business, or you are already a big business and you're aiming to grow bigger? Whether you're a micro or macro business, I think I have just the most life-changing platform for you. And when I say life-changing, I'm talking about O Banana Corp. They're currently seeking merchant partners and interested customers to experience their excellent service and premium products. For more information, visit their social media accounts, O Banana PH, for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, and TikTok. Together with their wide merchant benefits and key feature benefits, come and level up with O Banana Corp.
I have a comment over here from Edric Eder. Sabi niya, para pala talagang siyang mini store sa Messenger. Let's pick up that comment, Clark, over here. Exactly, that's why I wanted to explain a bit more. Because once you get to see it, you go, okay, I realize what it's like. It's like having, that's what you mean when you said it's like having a Lazada or a Shopify inside your Facebook Messenger, inside your Instagram.
And this one, you fully control this. So if someone sends an order, place an order, all of the data that you collected, you own it. So meaning if you're going to do, let's say, SMS campaign or you're going to email them because, you know, you are preparing Christmas bundles, which is, you know, I think will happen in the next few weeks. Yeah, you can increase their customer lifetime value, right? And then the checkout is the same. We collect the usual information, email address, mobile number, and then, of course, we should deliver the ordered products. And then here, the shipping option. The good thing about this is that you can still accept what we call offline shipping options. So if you want, let's say, the customers to pick up the order at your store, especially the ones that still operate the brick and mortar, no, they can still offer it. They just need to activate it on their store, their dashboard. And then if they want to deliver straight to the customers, we are actually integrated with Grab Express already. So with this, the good thing about this is that Grab Express platform computes the distance between the merchant pickup location and the location that they provided on the checkout form. So very automated to. I know the way how it works during the pandemic, you order sa merchant and then you book your own, right?
Yeah, it's very manual. That's one of the pain points that you're trying to address because it's manual.
Yeah, this one is automated. You just need to confirm it. Boom. You just wait for the rider to arrive within the next 5 to 10 minutes. And then for the online payments, you still can accept offline payment options, no, such as COD and bank deposit. Remember, you know, you use your banking app, transfer the funds to the merchant, and then take a screenshot, upload it. You can still do it here. You just need to activate it on your dashboard. But we do have online payment options, no? We have a partnership with GCash, PPI, and even PayMaya. Even with online payment gateway partners, no? Like
credit cards as well.
Yeah, credit cards and GCash. So if you have your PayMongo, yeah, so if you have your PayMongo MID, you just need to provide your public and secret key, going a bit technical, on your dashboard. And then you can choose PayMongo as your MID on GCash and credit card. That's how good it is. And then, I don't know if you guys saw this already, but the way how it works, once the merchant confirms the order, and then once the Grab rider accepted the order, this is what the customer will see on their screen. So it's like they book a Grab delivery request within Messenger. So it's all automated. Wala nang problem si merchant. And then they can see the receipt and then order used to be page. Here's what's good about the solution, no? This is on Messenger. We made the process streamlined so that it's the same with Instagram, with Viber, right? GCash via GLife.
Yeah, there's no need to reinvent the wheel nowadays because it's basically the innovations which we create iterates from somebody else's innovation, right?
Correct. So the way how it works is that I know for people that are technical that knows how to build mini apps, sometimes we have this ego that, oh, you know, I can build it. I just ask our team to build it na lang siguro. But with us kasi, we know the cost involved. It's just if you are going to build it, you still need to maintain it and you have to update it if the platform also updates their platform. So it's not just a one-time investment. It's a continuous investment. So with ChatGenie,
that's right.
We are consolidating all of those requirements that you need to have enabled for you to open up your new sales channel. We take care of the rest. Ganun lang. And then yun yeah, we have a MSME program which you can avail all of this, you know, that I mentioned for free up to 6 months.
Well, fantastic. Thanks so much. Let's take down the presentation first. And I want to move on right now in this discussion. It was really fantastic discussion, Raj. And again, for the people who want to come on board, that's chatgenie.ph. To all my friends who run small businesses, really great way to start off the business. But I want to delve more right now into your entrepreneur background, Raj, because I know that you've been sort of like floating within the MSME scene, and I saw you commenting, I think, in another post by, I think it was Jay Fajardo, one of our idols also, and one of the veterans in the startup scene who runs Medify, among the other apps which he also does, no? But tell us a bit more about your background. When you came, how did you start up in this whole tech startup scene? And how did it progress from there?
Just like the majority of the audience, no? Especially in the Filipino culture, me personally, I didn't came from, you know, a family that has extensive business background. No, fallacies is not a Chinese name. So, you know, when I think of like how to thrive in life, I know for sure that I need to have a business, but I don't know which specific business. My initial ideas at the time is to have a water filling station, things like that. So I don't know how to start a tech company, even though my background is computer science. So before going into being a full-time entrepreneur, I used to be, you know, instructor in University of Makati teaching computer science.
Okay.
And then the gang organized the very first Startup Weekend Manila. I think they held that in Mint College in BGC. So we attended the very first one. I think it's 2011.
Wow.
So that's the event that actually opened my eyes in this world wherein, hey, really, I can start a business and ask other people to fund it. So I didn't know it at the time. And then that opened me to that world, in this world, that, you know, you can have your own business. And then that actually also led me to zero in on the stories of Steve Jobs, right? Other entrepreneurs, you know, the founder of Oracle, Larry Ellison, that they started with this in their garages. And then I started to, you know, poke in the idea on how to start a tech startup. So a year after, I submitted my resignation, and then we founded our first tech startup. It's called GoRated.
GoRated.
So GoRated. The reason why we call it GoRated is because we want to build the local version of Yelp.com. I don't know if you're familiar with Yelp. Yelp.
But can you explain Yelp.com for the people who might not be familiar with Yelp?
So Yelp.com is basically a platform that allows you to rate establishments. So for example, you go to, let's say, Jollibee, Robinson's Galleria, and then you put a rating there. If you had a bad experience, you put 1 star. If you have very good experience, you put 5 star. So our idea is basically to do something like that, but in a Philippine context. So we build the platform, we scrape. Actually, at the time, there's Foursquare. I don't know if you're familiar with Foursquare, mm-hmm. No. So what we did is Foursquare opened up their API so that we can get the list of stores that they have. So we scrape all of the merchant data that Foursquare allowed us to scrape. And then we allow our merchants to rate the places that we had, no? But the thing is, at that time, the investment community is virtually non-existent. So there's no, like, the idea of investing in a newly formed business is really unheard of, no? So at that time, we don't have any investment. I resigned from my work, right? And then we need to pay bills, right?
Oh, nakakatakot yan, di ba? I mean, that must have been quite a time for you because, you know, you left your job, di ba?
Yeah, like,
especially if you come from a family or an environment now you have to be a professional, you know, you can't, I know. That must have been stressful for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's super stressful. I only had 20,000 pesos on my savings at the time, like 20,000 pesos. So the way for us to survive is to accept, you know, software development gigs like website development, mobile app development. And good thing, before I resigned from teaching at the University of Makati, we were the pioneers in teaching Android development. So we know how to do those things already. So we took on software development gigs for us to survive and for me to get accustomed in this kind of life wherein, you know, you have to run a business, you have to manage people.
Parang gig economy or you know, it's the hustle economy. Or you know, you got to look for jobs. You want a stable income. Parang ganyan, di ba?
Yeah, yeah. So that's actually a good example of bootstrapping. So, you know, we're using funds from our software development gigs to fund our, you know, product ideas, mm-hmm. right? And then 2014, I stumbled upon a co-founder, which we co-founded Bliptrip. I think you know her, April.
Yes, April Cuenca.
Yeah, yeah. So we co-founded Bliptrip. It's an online travel agency for beaten path destinations. And then it was actually accepted in IdeaSpace program. I think we're in the second batch. And then after 2 years, we pivoted in offering an Uber for organized trips called Tripcada. I don't know if you remember that. So
yep,
Tripcada,
yep, that.
Yeah. So Tripcada is actually Uber for organized trips. So we built that. And then 2018, we shut it down because we saw a Hong Kong-based company called Cloak actually going in, and you know they're pouring a lot of marketing budget to basically offer the same thing that we offer. No? So at the time, we decided, hey, this is, I think, the best time to throw the towel. But remember, I started being an entrepreneur building products, right? I didn't start to be an entrepreneur to build software for others, which is what we do on our software development. So I asked my partner, Nico, which I courted him to join us in our software development firm so that we can, you know, pursue products. We stumbled upon, you know, opportunities where clients are asking to have their own chatbot. This is early 2018. Mm-hmm. That's actually the peak of the chatbots hype. So every time we go to a pitch, they always ask, can you do chatbot? So we always hear that ask, no? And then we decided, what if we just build a platform that builds chatbot for clients? Yeah, that's a good idea. And then there's also this slingshot. I don't know if you remember that.
Organized by DEI. I hosted slingshot.
Yeah. And then we need to some company so that we can have our own booth. So I asked Nico, what's the best name for this? Can we just... So we have, I think, three startup names at the time, product names at the time. So we ended up with ChatGenie. So that's why we call it ChatGenie. Yeah. So ChatGenie used to be a chatbot development platform in 2018. No. But unfortunately, we signed up paying clients, no, so the Skin Station and other like businesses that offer meals, no, subscription. But we saw that the businesses are not renewing their contracts, no, after it expired.
Why were they renewing the contracts? What did you notice? What was the thing that you were not, that they were not sort of like, what did they realize
imagine if they subscribe to ChatGenie, they're paying their monthly subscription, right? It's supposed to help them get leads. But rather than help them grow their business, it worked the other way around. It actually decreased the number of businesses that they have. And what we figured out is that the chatbot technology at the time is not, the AI technology at the time is not yet ready for prime time. So, you know, still, it's not yet ready to recognize Taglish. It's not yet ready to come up with, it's not yet ready for commercial use, basically.
Yeah.
So,
can I go back? I feel my, Raj, as I was listening to your story, there's something that really struck me. That you were doing Flip Trip and Tripcada. I remember because these are shows which I featured on my program I had on Bloomberg Philippines, One News called Bright Ideas. So I remember the show. I remember the program. But you said it was time for you to throw in the towel because people know that, you know, I mean, this is the mentality or the mindset that you have, you know. I mean, not everything's going to be successful when you do business, but there's a lot of learning to be made. I just want to go back there. Tell me a bit more about how did you guys, you know, when Clue came in, when a big competitor came in, and what were the decisions that you had to make, and how did you feel when you had to close it down, and what did you learn from it?
So, actually, at the time, we saw that there's a, you know, decreased activity in the business. So, you know, we are not seeing our metrics go up. So, you know, as a startup company, you should be growing week over week, right? Because you're basically in a tech business, right? You cannot just operate in a, you know, in a, it's like you should be growing rather than being stable. But because in a startup world, being stable, it's not a good thing. It's a bad thing, right? Mm-hmm. So you're supposed to be growing week over week. That doesn't happen at the time. Back in, we're in the like last few months of operating at Tripcada. And then rather than, you know, see a positive light on Clue coming in, we see that, oh, this is the reason why. Because Clue is offering what we offer. And then they're offering it in a heavily discounted price. Mm-hmm. So how can we compete with that? And then we're seeing our suppliers, the trip organizers, also posting on Clue.
Okay.
So the thing kasi, if you operate a marketplace platform, you have two different customer segments. One is the supply side, and one is the customer side, the end user. You need to secure both at the same time, right? And if you lose the supply side, your end users will think of your platform, oh, there's not enough products here to choose to buy from, no? Why should they still continue going here anyway? And then they see Clue, oh, there are a lot of products here and heavily discounted compared to Tripcada. So as an end user, where do you go? So at that time, we didn't see that the business is growing, and that we were left with choice whether we still, you know, continue operate the business and then, you know, continue the suffering, right? Mm-hmm. Or just move on to another product. And that's how we ended it.
How did you close the business? I'm just curious. Did you sell it? Did you just say, okay, did you liquidate it? How did you handle your investors who put money in Tripcada or into Flip Trip?
Well, definitely there's some sort of liquidation happened because we sold, you know, all the physical assets we have, tables, chairs, whatever that we could sell. We sold it. But when it comes to giving back the money to investors, well, it's a matter of, I'm sorry, but it didn't work out. We just ended it that way.
I see.
It's like chartered experience.
I mean, that's very hard to experience. But what did you pick up from that? That's interesting because they many entrepreneurs have what we call it's not the failure mindset, but rather a growth mindset. You learned something from that. What did you learn?
Yeah.
From the whole experience.
Just like what Steve Jobs said, no, you cannot connect the dots looking forwards. You can only connect it looking backwards. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I learned a lot, like really, really a lot. I learned when is the best time to scale, when is the best time to hire people so that you don't do premature scaling. What are the things that you need to focus on? If it's not something that contributes to growth, then it's not a priority. So those are the things that we learned. Me, I came from a very highly technical background. I didn't know anything about business. But what we learned from my flip trip to Tripcada days is like it gave me the masterclass of how to be a tech startup founder.
I guess that's the best that I picked up from that one over there. No?
Yeah.
Okay. Having said that, let's move forward now. So again, let's go back right now to your experience with ChatGenie. 2018, you were developing chatbots for others, but you realized that chatbot wasn't of its time. And it wasn't quite at the technology level where it should have been to make it, you know,
valuable to businesses.
Very human. Hindi siya taglish, hindi siya, I guess, hindi siya friendly. It's very straightforward. So what did you do next? Yeah.
So me, as being resourceful and, thrifty when it comes to resources, The back end that we develop on ChatGenie is actually good. So we actually built a back end wherein it allows perchance businesses to upload their products. So that's already built, right? The back end side. So I figured, how can we reuse this? So I spent some time on doing research. That's the good thing about, you know, being tech, you know, co-founder. And then I stumbled upon this trend in China wherein people are buying things and booking inside WeChat. So, you know, me, I don't know how to speak Chinese, but, you know, based on my research, you know, this app in China called WeChat is basically the internet in China. So I dig deeper about, you know, how they do it. And then I found out that they're using this thing called mini programs. And then I'm thinking, this is really, really good. And then it makes sense that, you know, Facebook is actually trying to copy it. But they find little success, though, in attempting to copy it. And I'm thinking, how can we use and offer these mini programs in the Philippine market? Mm-hmm. Obviously, WeChat only has 21% of the market, right? Actually, if we're going to ask you, you don't use WeChat, di ba?
Well, I've only used WeChat when I went to China. So
that's it. Pero dito, very, very rare that you use WeChat, no?
That's right.
Only if you have like relatives maybe in Hong Kong, not Hong Kong, in China, right?
That's right.
But very, very rare. So we're thinking, how can we use this mini program? Because we think this is really good. I think this will dominate the world. We think, no, at the time. And then we tinkered upon using Messenger SDK, the same technology that we're using when we were still developing chatbots. So what we did is we repurposed all the technology that we're using on developing chatbot and repurposed it to build the mini program on top of Messenger. Wow. And then from there, I started to present it on other merchants. Hey, what do you think about this product? What do you think about this? And the response is the same, no? I like it. So we started to nurture the idea of developing it. And then finally, we have a fully working version that we can launch in public just 2 weeks before the pandemic. So usually, if you're going to develop a product, the market needs to be there. It's like the people are asking for your product. That's the ideal case, right? Mm. But when we introduce it publicly, there's no market. Like people are still contented on, you know, selling on their offline stores, brick and mortar. We don't need the online stores. We don't need that. But what happened during the pandemic is very interesting. Like people, you know, cannot go out. like the ones that are not sold on the idea of creating their own online store, all of the sudden, hey, we need to sell online, but how? And good thing Chat Genie was introduced 2 weeks before the pandemic. Because if we launch like maybe in the middle of pandemic, we're not going to grow at the same growth as we had. Yeah.
Wow. So you were able to, in other words, what you were able to do is you were able to I mean, it was good timing that you put the business in any way as a result of doing this one. Did you have to change it in any way that, or I know this, I know I'm sure that the pandemic accelerated the use of Chat Genie, but did you have to pivot or iterate Chat Genie as a result of this pandemic?
We're still iterating actually from time to time. Like, oh, we started with this. Oh, we found out that this didn't work. We have to somehow change how we price our product. So back then, when we say enterprise, oh, as long as you can pay 1,000 pesos, they're already enterprise. But the thing is, when you say enterprise to MSMB, their assumption is it's pricely, right? Kasi enterprise eh. But if you label it as pro, oh, pro, okay na. Oh, that one I can afford. So, you know, we have to learn it the hard way, no? So, you know, when 2021 started, we think of, hey, we have to change the way how we price our product and also call our product. So instead of calling it enterprise, call it pro. We serve the enterprise for the bigger ones, the ones that can pay maybe 500,000 pesos per month or 500,000 per activation. Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Really great news. Now, having said this one, what do you see with the growth of Chat Genie? What do you see as the emerging opportunities in terms of business that people get into? Because you've got such a wide scope of what's happening and you're seeing people adapting to using Chat Genie, what businesses are growing, or what are supplier businesses or B2B or B2C businesses growing? What are those businesses people can still get into?
Well, if I'm going to recommend where to look for those kind of ideas, I'll suggest to look at what are the trends that are happening already in China? Because one way or another is going to go here eventually. So for example, the live streaming, right? It started in Tmall, right? And now we're seeing it on Lazada and Shopee. It started in China. There are a lot of ideas that are, you know, very popular in China that we can still, you know, offer here. Like for example, group buying, right? Of course, in China, when you say group buying, it's very intense. It's like group buying on steroids. Imagine in one building you have 10,000 people, right? That's only happening in China, no? But regardless of the market size, I think those ideas will still work here. You know, group buying and also live streaming in a way that I think Kumu is in a good direction. You know, they started with this live streaming app. Live streaming product, and then if they inject e-commerce, I think they can grow exponentially. But for individuals, yeah, look for ideas or products that, you know, already popular in China, and maybe find a way on how to incorporate that in the Philippine, how to make that work in the Philippine context. Another thing that I want to add, if you're not into business and if you are looking at, you know, if you're in the verge of, you know, career switching and then you're looking for which industry you want to focus on, I would suggest that, you know, consider a career in software development, because right now that's something that a lot of businesses requires, no, or needs. You know, it's something, you know, you won't get like stuck on. Like the career ladder is very, very, you know, wide open. So yeah, I'll suggest to find a career in software development.
And I love that. So at least we know where to take. You're saying that's not even the next generation. There should be people in the next 2 to 3 years, right? Because the demand is so strong.
Not only 2 to 3 years. I think moving forward, that's going to be, I think on-demand career. Yeah.
Wow. Now, having said all this one, the last question I want to pose to you. Actually, I made the two questions. No? The first one is this one. Like, if you had the time and the resources to do another business outside of Chat Genie, because, you know, you've seen something, but, you know, you go, I just can't do it right now. What would that business be?
I'm going to start a bootcamp for software developers. bootcamp/recruitment agency. So it's like combining Avian School with Job Street. So because I know that this is a very critical problem, no, for tech startups. They cannot grow fast if they cannot hire fast. Eh? So they are in dire need of developers. And I think what Avian School is doing is great, but we need 100 more of them. You know, we need 100 more software development boot camps. And, you know, if in case we reach that amount, we are just basically serving the current demand.
Okay. So the backlog is growing exponentially as our startup community is also growing exponentially at the same time. And lastly, where are you taking ChatGenie over the next 3 years, 5 years? Where are you going with that?
In the next 18 months, we're going to operate outside the Philippines, definitely. So that's the reason why we're in a Singaporean accelerator program. It's because we want to operate outside Philippines as well. So we see kasi that whatever we are building, it's not unique in China. And it's already happening in India. You know, they have a mini trend there already offered by Paytm, PhonePe, you know, Jio. And it's going to be like, you know, a way or, for example, a channel that businesses needs to have enabled to further grow their reach.
Fantastic. Really excited for what's happening to you guys. And again, let's just do one more pitch for MSMEs who want to be able to start using the ChatGenie app. Please tell them where to go.
If you are an MSME and then you're looking to, you know, increase your reach, you can go to chatgenie.ph/accelerator. So we're giving away free access to Instagram, Messenger, Viber, GCash, sales channels for free up to 6 months. So not only that, we're also working with platform partners such as PayMongo, NextPay to offer freebies.
Fantastic. Again, thanks so much for joining us here on the show, Raj Falsis of ChatGenie. I'm looking forward to having Mercato and the Mercato United Kitchen there also using ChatGenie, hoping to grow more small businesses. I'm so happy to see somebody after my own heart whose own advocacy is to help small food businesses or businesses in general, our MSMEs, grow as well. Mabuhay ka, mabuhay to ChatGenie. And let's invite more businesses to take advantage of what can happen in the new normal. You're a perfect example, really, of, you know, resilience and pivot and you know, that there's a bigger purpose. It's not just about doing business, but it's doing business to help other people grow as well. So again, Raj Falsis, thanks so much for joining us. And guys, we'll see you in the next podcast of the RJ Ledesma podcast. Again, thanks again, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.